Hello, and welcome to Girlfriend Translator, episode 36.
36, okay.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Before we start...
Please leave a review.
Yeah.
Please leave a review.
Please, please, please.
Please give us 5 stars and leave a review.
With all of your love.
We beg of you.
Yes.
We're going to take a brief break.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to be traveling.
Yeah, this will be our last episode for a while.
Yeah, for probably about a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meantime, we'd really appreciate it if you tell your friends about the show.
Mm-hmm.
Please spread the word, because to be an independent podcast now is very hard.
Yes.
It's really hard, and way harder than it used to be.
Definitely.
So the world has changed. Even within the last year, it's so different. So we really do need that support from... the listeners,
mm-hmm.
Which I think is a good thing. I think people, if they realize that they do impact the success of the things they like, they will participate more. And I hope that happens, because it used to be more like that. And I think it needs to be again.
Yeah.
In order for our society to get better, healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And we really need you guys to hear from you guys. If this is something you like, if it's not, it's not. But if it is, please do express it. On the Apple Podcasts review, just if you can make your way there and do that as a favor to us, it would mean everything.
Yeah.
It would mean so much. So that's, we will be back. I would say it's a 4 to 6 week hiatus.
Yeah. Probably like end of August, I would say.
Yeah.
And
a lot of, it will matter a lot to us, I think, going forward. If we get those reviews, it will tell us something about the feedback from the show. If you guys are, you know, if it's working for you,
mm-hmm.
That would really help us to understand if we should really pursue this.
Yeah.
We will be back for sure to do at least some episodes. But if you like this, please show your support on that, you know, the Apple Podcasts, where they tell you to write a review. If you can just do that, that would at least tell us, because it's hard for us to gauge.
Mm-hmm.
There are some ways, but there aren't as many as you'd think.
Yeah.
We love hearing from you. That's like the best way.
Yes.
And that means everything to us as well. That's been the best part. It's just the nice things that you say. So if you could, knowing maybe it's not the your favorite thing to do, it will matter so much.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there are a lot of these kinds of podcasts. I think there's a lot of bitching, moaning, and complaining ones.
Yeah.
Or like finger waving kinds of podcasts, especially with guys. It's really absurd. And that's what we're trying to do, is not give you guys that crap anymore. We want you to see the kind of people that we hang out with, the kind of people we are, who would never treat guys that way, who do not treat people with that kind of incredible disrespect. I hate all of that crap with that very, I would just say, the feminist movement. I'm not a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like what that has done to men and women. I think most guys are really pretty fair and really do treat women as equals, just generally. I don't think that is the way that guys generally are. I don't think they operate on this mode of being these jerks. Like, it's just not like that. It hasn't been in my experience. So that's all we're trying to do, is if we put something out that is more what we know of women.
Mm-hmm.
I know these wackos exist out there, but I want guys to know that also good women exist. Not that you don't know that, but how would you? If all you've been around are some crazy people or just not great people, how are you going to know that there are better people? And there are. There really are. So that's what this is about. So if this has been meant anything to you, please leave a review. You know, 5 stars. It would do so much for the podcast, and you guys make the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually change this.
Yeah.
It's you. So it would mean so much to us if everyone listening who has ever gotten anything out of this could leave us one time, just one review. 5 stars, that will actually push us up.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a rigged game, but there's still you guys. There's still the people. You still have the power. So it would mean, again, everything to us. Because this is a labor of love for us. This is not about money. This is about contributing something positive to society and something kind of fun and hopefully useful. So that's it. That's all. I could go on and on repeating the same thing, I guess, in different ways. But I did want to say that.
Thank you.
Okay.
I just lost my train of thought. Are you ready for question one?
You lost your train of thought?
Yes.
So all that talking you were doing. Is just...
I was just going to say something, then I just forgot. So.
I'm just kidding.
I'll start with question one.
Okay.
This one comes from Efficient Fee 563.
Oh, yeah,
5631. The title is, I don't know how to plan with my partner. Okay, so my wife is 22 and I'm 23, and we've been arguing a lot lately, usually when it involves planning an activity or even the plan for each of our days. My wife has told me she feels like I need to have it my way, and I've been putting a lot of effort into looking at that and changing it. Now, yesterday and today, I've tried to bring up planning, and it's ended in an argument. I've been trying my best to be clear with what I'm thinking while being accommodating and considerate. My issue is that anytime I say, quote, I was thinking we, dot, 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 she assumes I need to have my way even if I ask what she thinks and immediately agrees. An example would be, quote, I was thinking that we could go to the bar tomorrow evening. She answers, you know I have stuff to do. I can't believe you'd ask me that.
What?
I respond with, oh, I didn't know how long it would take you to, you know, to finish your work, and I thought we could squeeze it in, but we can just go another time. She assumes I'm saying that she needs to change what she's doing and do what I say. I answer by saying I'd never tell her that, and I was just trying to figure out what we were doing that night. I spend the next half hour assuring her we can do whatever she wants while she's yelled at me for needing to have it my way.
What?
After all of this, she says I should apologize for making her feel so upset and for not caring about her feelings or her plans. I ask you, how in the world can I plan with my wife thinking that I'm controlling and then her assuming my worst intentions for doing so? Please help.
Can you read the first part of that question one more time? I just want to make sure I heard the beginning right. Just like the first paragraph.
Sure. So my wife is 23. My wife is 22 and I'm 23. And we've been arguing a lot lately, usually when it involves planning an activity or even the plan for each of our days.
Okay.
My wife has told me that she feels like I need to have it my way. And I've been putting a lot of effort into looking at that and changing it.
Okay. They're young.
Mm-hmm.
That's young.
Yeah, that's very young.
And you know, they're still changing and growing and stuff. And that's actually kind of nice, you know, to be, when you're married young, and a lot of people married that young. That's not that young. I think it seems like it, but we were just talking about this the other day, weren't we? But actually people do couple up quite young. They may not get married that young.
Yeah, even if they're not married, they're with that person.
Yeah,
that they're
so it's really not that unusual. And there are these growing pains that you will go through because you're still young. Even when you're not young, you do.
Yeah.
So that it seems like a misunderstanding, but I think, you know what they might want to do? Well, there's a couple things. Like, if I could hear her side, I would love, like, that's where you need, like, maybe a couples therapist, but I don't trust therapists very much. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're that great.
Yeah.
I think in theory, it sounds great, and a lot of times they can be terrible. Mm-hmm. So unless you know of one that's good, you might want to look at, like, if you go to a church or something, like a like if you go to a church that you like, maybe talk to the pastor or the priest. Maybe they can help, because often they will have services like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not all into that weird protocol that can be so dumb.
Yeah.
You know, they might know you as people. Even a friend. I might consider a friend, talking to a friend or a relative who you really like and really trust, and really just go through it with them.
Mm-hmm.
See if you guys can work on it. You need a third party to kind of help you see where the communication gap is. Because there might be something wrong here. She might be, like, not okay.
Yeah.
Like, she could have, maybe she's got depression, or if it's a woman, it could be something to do with her cycle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that lightly. I say that pretty seriously because I had very severe problems with mine.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do, it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And she just sounds kind of moody.
Yeah.
And maybe she's taking things very personally.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't sound to me like you're being unreasonable. You sound sane.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not, like, what's the deal here? I would have to see both of you. I would want to, I feel like if I saw both of you, it would be very easy to tell.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Definitely.
But I can't because I'm here. I would trust me more than a therapist, honestly.
Yeah.
Sorry to any good therapists out there who know they're good, but you do have a problem in your field. You have a huge problem of bad therapists. Bad, bad therapists who give bad information.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good... You guys need to, like, rehaul your entire institution, really.
Yeah.
But so did I. I mean, mine was academia. That's a nightmare. Mm-hmm. That's crumbling, as it should.
Yes.
So, yeah, a lot of institutions are collapsing right now, and they need to. But yeah. This, I think therapy is one of them.
Yeah.
I think that he needs a third party.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Even a parent. Like, if you have a really cool parent on one side,
mm-hmm.
that sometimes you'll have one.
Yeah.
Honestly, my mother would probably be really fair.
Yeah, I think so.
But that doesn't mean that everybody's parents, they might be very biased, too.
Right.
But if you have anybody in your life that you trust, that you think might be fair, who cares about both of you, maybe they can help you. And I would always trust a friend over a therapist.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, I would. Or even girlfriend translator.
Yes, you can always write in.
You bet.
Or
we can do a Zoom call.
Yes. You want to do another question?
Yeah, was that really...
Well, yeah, I do think that in that situation, it does seem like a third party would be beneficial mm-hmm. because it's like, it's not... That, like,
well, we are the third party, though.
We are, but they're not...
Well, based on this, I would go with him and say he's being fair.
Yeah.
She sounds like she's a little moody.
Yeah, or maybe like she had someone controlling in her, like maybe like a parent was really controlling or like maybe something like that where she kind of perceives things or she hasn't like fully hashed that out.
But
in
it's
got
to be like, so well, like, who's doing this? Is it him or her? And how much of it is him? How much of it is her? Because it's usually a little bit of both.
Yeah.
And usually more on one side than another.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you're trying. He sounds very sincere to me.
Yeah, he does. He just seems like he's gotten to the point where he's tried and he's like a bit fed up.
I bet
like,
he sounds frustrated.
How am I supposed to do this?
And especially when you're young, like it can be kind of scary when you go through these things, I think. But just hang in there. Don't worry about it. It can be worked out. These things can be worked out.
Yeah.
This is not super, like, this isn't a tough one. This should be fairly easy to work through, if she's willing to work through it.
Yeah.
And maybe there's something going on, and you guys probably need to know what that is, if there is.
Yeah.
Maybe she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
And if that's the case, that would explain it all.
Yeah. Okay, ready for the next
yes.
one? This one comes from WHDKOS. So this guy is 20. The title is, I just found out that my sister, who's 19, paid her friend, who's also 19, to date me.
Oh, shit.
Before...
What?
I know.
Wait, what?
So before,
that's fascinating.
Before my sister's friend Mia and I started going out, I was a mess. I had one serious relationship that ended badly with my ex cheating on me. I didn't know it then, but my sister felt bad for me and ended up giving Mia $50 to go out and pretend to like me.
What? Oh, Jesus. God.
Mia only confessed yesterday after 3 months of our quote-unquote relationship, saying she couldn't lie to me anymore.
Wait, she's been lying the whole time?
For 3 months.
For 3 months?
I asked my sister, and she admitted it, too.
For 50 bucks? She did 50? But it was a 50 to 50 bucks for 3 months? I wouldn't take 50 bucks for 3 months. You'd have to pay me 50 bucks for each date.
Well, so
but I still wouldn't do that.
Apparently, the sister gave me a 50 bucks for the first date.
Okay, but why is she still going out with him then?
So that's the... So, yeah, she only confessed yesterday after 3 months of this relationship saying she couldn't lie to me anymore.
Oh, so maybe it worked out.
I asked my sister and she admitted it too. So now I'm feeling really lost. I don't know what to do since I really started liking Mia a lot. And it hurts so bad knowing that she lied about liking
Mia. Wait, whoa. But does she still... Is she still faking it?
So we don't know.
Why wouldn't he tell us that?
Well, he hasn't talked to her about it yet. He only found out... yesterday.
Well, what does he want from us?
Like, what to do?
Ask her. That is not obvious?
No, I think that is obvious.
Is that not obvious?
I think that is obvious.
Oh, God. Well, ask her if she's been faking it for 3 months.
Yeah.
That would be weird. I bet she hasn't.
Yeah.
She probably just... I'm hoping that she likes you too. Yeah. And just feels really, really bad about the first date. But that's no big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, your sister was probably desperate to see you happy.
Yeah.
And made a kind of a boo-boo. But but if it worked, what do you care? You know, that's great.
Yeah.
Because obviously she's not going to hang out with you for 3 months for one $50 payment. No, that's nothing. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of funny and kind of, yeah, I know you'd feel embarrassed, but you'd got, she probably loves you so much and her heart was breaking for you and she just wanted to see you feel good about yourself. Yeah. She really must love you is all I can say, your sister, because, and she was just like, what, 19?
Yeah.
I don't blame her. She was just.
I know.
I bet the friend was like, hell no, I don't know your brother. I don't know. No. And then she's like, what about, will you just take $50? But she doesn't think that you're not worth it. She was just so desperate to see you feel good about yourself again, which is very sweet. She loves you. She'll never do that again.
Yeah.
Believe me. And this girl is clearly a class act because she couldn't bear not to tell you. So I think you're in great shape.
Yeah, I think so.
This is good news. Do not let that, I think that's something you laugh about, okay? I think that you make that the funniest story about how you guys met.
Yeah.
And it's not, you should not be the least bit embarrassed about that, because anybody who's coming out of a horrible relationship where they're very hurt, we're all the same. And I know that that sister so clearly loves you.
Yeah.
That's, I probably hated watching you hurt like that.
Yeah. But 50 bucks.
That's so sweet.
$50 for
I get it, but don't be offended in the least. I bet you anything it didn't start out with her offering to pay this girl to date you.
Yeah.
She probably asked her, just be nice to him, let him. Mm-hmm. But not because she pities you, because she knows that that would help. That just something like that could get you off that. You just need something to get you started sometimes.
Yeah.
Who cares what it is? Mm-hmm. Whatever gets your foot in the door. Sometimes, you know, we can get hung up on how that happens. Sometimes it's not ideal. Mm-hmm. But don't ever do that, because this, apparently this worked.
Yeah.
You should just laugh about it. And she loves you. You're in good shape. Your sister really loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Knew that was a risk.
Yeah.
And did it anyway, because she was obviously so empathizing with you that she was probably hurting.
Yeah.
Watching you hurt. I think that's very touching. My sister wouldn't do that for me.
And it's a win-win, because his sister really cares, and now this Mia girl cares about
precisely
him too. Yeah. It's a win-win.
Yeah, don't worry. This isn't bad. It's funny.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't about you. You didn't have anything to do with this.
Yeah.
But that was your sister's slightly misguided, but ultimately pretty brilliant way of getting you out of your funk.
Yeah.
And this girl seems like a good person, like a really nice person. I hope she's not going to tell you I've been faking it for 3 months.
That'd be, like, bizarre.
Well, what would she get out of that?
I don't think
If she had to be paid to even go on the first date, which really, what if it was the second date? That'd be way worse.
Yeah.
That means she would have met you and then would have only seen you again for a cash payment.
Yes.
This was before she knew you.
Yes.
So why would you care? You don't have to care. She was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
That's really
and
funny.
And you know what? If you guys get married someday, that's going to be the best story ever.
Yeah.
Your kids are going to die. They're going to love it.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah, it's really funny.
I wouldn't worry at all.
No, I wouldn't either. That one just made me laugh a lot.
It's, yeah. He's so cute about that.
I didn't reveal this to you, but so he wrote an update.
Yeah?
You guys are right. Mia does like me too, so we're going to continue going
on. Oh, that's great. Like, dude, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You've got the funniest story.
Yeah.
And you're not. It's not at your expense.
No, it's really
sweet. It's really quite funny that she did that.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take $50 to go.
50, that's a good deal.
Well,
it's a good deal for a date. I mean,
I think it's funny. And I think when there's nothing at stake.
Yeah.
And the sister is just, she just can't bear to watch you suffer. That's really nice.
Yeah.
And she's only 19. She can screw up like that.
Like,
right?
If you go out to dinner, what is that, like an hour and a half?
I think that's something I might have done.
That's pretty good.
I might have done that.
Yeah.
I might have done a thing like that.
$50 for like an
hour and
a half.
Yeah, and then I'd take the heat that came with it. I'd be like, look, you did not see you.
Yeah.
I saw you. I could not bear to see you suffer. I was desperate.
Yeah.
No, that's a good thing. There's nothing bad about this. Nothing.
No, I don't think so either. This next one is a bit more serious, but I would still like your advice on it. Are you ready?
You would? Okay.
I would.
Okay.
So this one comes from a 28-year-old guy. Okay, my girlfriend's 27, and she decided that she wanted to take a break from our relationship 10 days ago.
10?
We've been together for about 6 years. We've had our problems, including long distance and not great communication, but nothing drastic. The break was a surprise to me.
Hmm.
But then I went to a doctor 2 days ago, and I was told that I might have cancer, and I'm getting more tests. I miss my girlfriend, and I want her to know. I also always thought breaks are the most unproductive way to handle a relationship, but I want to respect the space she asked for.
Hmm.
Should I let her know about this potential cancer diagnosis,
yes.
or should I keep it to myself?
No,
and she decides to talk to
me. No, if okay. she's the person you're closest to, no, that's yeah, you fuck the the break.
Yeah,
I think I'm sure she still loves and cares for you, so she would want to know that.
Yeah,
yeah, I would definitely reach out to her.
Okay,
because you need her.
Yeah.
You need that support. You deserve that support.
Yeah.
And that could bring you back together. And that might change the way she's looking at things, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you're young, that's young. It's not young, but it's young.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like, even if it wasn't, the news like that could really clarify her feelings for herself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, like, in my 20s, because I'm not in my 20s. In my 20s. I might not have understood all my feelings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that if something like this happens, you're going to understand really quick where you stand with this person, both of you. And right now, he needs her.
Yeah.
Of course he does. And, I mean, he can cope, but he shouldn't have to. And this person knows him. No, absolutely call her. Definitely reach out to her. And if she doesn't respond well, then you've got your answer. Screw her.
Right.
That's easy. That's an easy adios.
Yeah.
Because that's more important. What's going on with you with this is way more important. And yeah, absolutely call her, reach out to her.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's far more important than her dumb break.
I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one more question for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bonus question. Okay. So this one, the title is, I hate how my girlfriend acts when she's drunk.
I would too. Wait, why did I say that? Not everyone acts dumb when they're drunk. They can be really funny. That's weird that I said that.
So last night, I was at home.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
I probably talked about this already, but when I was on my surfboard.
Uh-huh.
And I saw a stingray, which I've seen many times. Not a big deal. But I put my legs up on the surfboard. Almost like when you're a kid and you plop down in front of the TV on your knees and your legs are kind of spread out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I did that on a surfboard, which is not easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying, why am I doing this? I've never done this before. I'm not afraid of a stingray because I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm used to them. I was used to them passing underneath, but not this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying that. Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? I've never done this before. I wonder if I'm sensing something. Why would I be? I was talking to my friend. Why am I doing this? I've never done this, have I? She's like, no, you've never done that. Like, why would I do it now? That's odd.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was the day the shark, the hammerhead, the great hammerhead.
Was in the water with
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Well,
Turns out that's what they feed on.
Yeah.
The waters were, I know, I must have sensed something.
Well, I think you're sensing something with this post
okay.
as well.
What did I tell? I don't even know what I just did.
I said the title is I Hate How My Girlfriend Acts When Drunk, and you just said I would too.
I know! Isn't that weird? No, it's probably less weird than it seems to me right now.
So last night, I was at home while my girlfriend was seeing her family at her place. She eventually goes out for the night with her friends from back in high school and proceeds to get extremely drunk, which is okay, and
how
I was
old
happy...
Is she?
Doesn't say their ages.
Okay, I'm dying to know.
Which is okay, and I was happy to let her enjoy the night, .. But towards the end of the night, she started spamming me to respond to her texts, all while pouring her heart out. So we called.
Spamming is a verb now?
Yeah.
To spam? And people do it to each other. Oh, God. That's kind of...
So
I don't want anyone
calls
to say that about me.
She's on her way home, and she pretty much unloads all her thoughts on this call.
Whilst drunk.
Now,
that's
all of this
the dumbest
is perfect...
thing she could possibly do is put it in,
now,
like not writing, but type or any form of writing. Like, that's dumb.
Uh-huh. Now, all of this is perfectly understandable so far.
Is it, though?
As she's had a lot to drink, but then she casually drops a few things that don't sit quite right with me and was really dismissive when I brought up how she made me feel pretty upset.
Was she drunk when she was dismissive?
Yes, including the fact that she texted my supervisor.
What?
Saying I'm going to be handing in my resignation notice soon.
What?
Which was something I wanted to tell my colleagues
myself. I would fire your girlfriend.
But now they'll probably know before.
Fire your girlfriend.
Next in at work because it's going to be much less personal.
Oh my God!
It's not too big of a problem, but when I was a bit upset about that, she basically just told me to get a grip and that it's okay because everyone loves her at work, which wasn't even my point.
What?
Because they work together. She then went on a rant for a good while.
Oh my God.
Until I cut the call early saying I was too tired.
Oh God.
This is absolutely nothing like how she
usually acts. That's wife material. That's mother material. She sounds fun.
This is absolutely nothing like how she usually acts. And it's getting pretty ridiculous. This morning, she's acting like nothing happened and might not even remember everything.
I would dump her.
How do I politely tell her that I don't like this behavior without someone controlling?
You're not controlling!
Should I bring up what she was saying or not?
How could you think that you're the least... What? She resigned for you. Whilst drunk. I dump her.
Yeah.
I don't... This is not a trustworthy person.
Like, what the fuck?
This person obviously has some kind of drinking problem. That is not normal.
No.
If you're that destructive when you drink, you have a problem.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely.
No, no, you gotta stand up for this. Don't go out with her. Why would you love this person?
I don't...
She sounds like an idiot.
She texted his supervisor.
What if she's really funny? What if somehow this is the kind of person, like, oh, but if you meet her, and you do, and you're like, oh, for some reason, I really like her.
She could be that way. He said this is nothing like how she usually acts.
It doesn't matter, though.
Yeah.
She resigned for you without your permission while drunk.
Yeah.
There you go. That's insane.
Yeah,
do you have boundaries? Do you have any boundaries? Are there any boundaries that you... Clearly, you work with this person. This isn't good. I think that you have a boundary issue.
Yeah, I think
so, because why are you with her 24-7? Like, and then she goes out and gets shit-faced? Like, and then does this?
Yeah.
How disrespectful.
It's
why is being drunk an excuse?
It shouldn't be.
Don't get drunk if you behave like that. Like, not everybody's going to do that when they're drunk.
No.
There's always a risk you're going to do something stupid when you're drunk,
mm-hmm.
but you can mitigate that risk, right?
Right.
Well, if you act like a moron, like this idiot,
yeah.
who's like, if that's completely opposite of how she acts when she's sober, something's wrong.
Absolutely.
Because you should just be more of something, but not different,
like,
entirely.
Not like a 180.
No, that's like a weird chemical reaction.
Yeah.
And to resign for your boyfriend?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what the circumstances are.
Yeah.
That is, you don't make excuses for any of that. What you do is you strip away all the reasons you're making for this to be okay and look at the result.
Yeah.
Look at it very cold, very soberly. My girlfriend resigned for me. Just that.
Yeah.
But didn't ask me first.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
That's egregious.
Yeah, it is.
That is, you don't want to make, don't make excuses. Don't let all the good things, you can't wipe that away.
Mm-mm.
Like, that's sick.
Yes, it is.
And to forget? Why would you want this woman in your life?
I don't know.
She needs to grow up.
Yeah, it's an absurd post.
Or see if, like, go, I don't know, maybe, oh, we got rid of institutions. Now everyone's just on the street now. Just living their lives, their best lives. So maybe she can end up there, and you can go find someone
who doesn't resign for you.
And that's another thing. Like, maybe you're used to some kind of chaos in your life that this doesn't seem as
mm-hmm.
crazy to you as it should.
Right.
Which we, you know, a lot of people have there's a lot of people, it's all slightly different chaos, but you have to look at that. Like, what are you coming from? Because if you're coming from anything sane, this should not look good to you.
Right.
So something in your world might not be great that you might want to look at and say, oh, that's why I'm okay with this. And I don't think I should be.
Right.
And it's okay. You should, that's a good thing to look at.
I think
to
so
protect
too.
Yourself. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, not, you can't pick your parents.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with admitting what your family is and isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't your fault. It's what it is.
Yeah.
And you can deal and adjust to that accordingly as an adult and say, I don't think that's good for me. I'm going to have a tendency to not notice this, so I've got to work harder to compensate for that, to protect myself, so I can have a good life. She's not... I wouldn't date this woman.
No.
I would never want to go out with someone who did that. That's not okay. That's weird.
It's very weird.
And it's cuckoo.
Yeah.
Unless, you must, like, have some relationship with drama. So look at your family. It's always the family. Oh, come on. It always is.
Yes, it is. Certainly.
Speaking from experience, so, you know.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you, but you want to nip this in the bud because you'll pick bad people.
Definitely.
And it only gets worse. It won't get better.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't know. That's too drunk.
Well, yeah, for any, yeah. That's, no.
There is an element of dysfunction to that. Mm-hmm. If it's, why would you, what the hell? Like, why would you call your, don't do that.
No.
It's not cute.
No, have a little restraint.
How about some self-discipline?
Yeah.
Also, why don't you learn to handle your life a little better?
Yeah.
Oh, because of the bad feelings.
Yeah.
We don't like the bad feelings.
Exactly.
It's like, why do you call them? They're not bad. They're hard.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to feel the hard feelings to get to the better feelings, which lead to an eventual sort of resolution and eventually some relief. There is a natural cycle for this. And interfering by drinking, which I've done, of course I have. I'm not like some angel. But it hasn't been good. It's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Don't do that. You can handle it. She's not handling it.
No, she's not.
And it's so easy to pretend you don't remember what you did. And if that's what she's doing, that's lame and messed up. And if she really doesn't remember, then she has a drinking
problem.
That's
also messed up. Yeah. Either way, it's bad.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Well, that was the last question that I had for the episode.
Give her an ultimatum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for your answers.
Why are you thanking me?
I always do.
Do you?
It's polite.
Okay.
And as we said in the beginning, this will be our last show for a while, so...
I should just thank you for tolerating them.
I like your answers.
I don't know.
No, I...
And
I
anyway, like... it's really about you guys.
Yeah.
Or you gals. Anybody.
Yeah.
Whoever you are.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
We need
and we
you.
Will, yeah, we'll see you
because
in...
we're pretty... This is not a career thing.
No.
This is a for the love of it thing.
Yeah, hence why our names are.
And that's why it's important. Yeah,
it's just kind of anonymous. And...
That's why it's important for us to know if it's achieving its desired intent,
mm-hmm.
which is to reach you guys.
Yeah.
And so that's why we really need to know. We're kind of going to take a break and see if we get that feedback. If we do, we'll definitely continue.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we need the feedback, and really the Apple Podcast thing is the best and only way.
Yeah. Or you can send us an email too at girlfriendtranslator.
But it'd be way better to do the reviews.
Absolutely. Well, certainly. But like I'm saying, yeah, if you want to send personal feedback, you can.
Yeah, well,
also,
yeah, of course. Yeah. But, do it on the
yeah,
review.
Please leave a review. That'd be great.
See, that's two steps. If you're going to do the step,
do it
on that.
Yes, exactly.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Certainly.
And we will read those.
Yes.
But we really need to hear from you now more than ever.
Yeah.
It's so much work. Without that feedback, we can't know if it's really working.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we're not just talking to hear ourselves talk.
Yes.
We know we have an audience. We've heard from you, but we need that to be shown to other people.
Yes.
The
exactly.
people that actually, the psychos at Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
Who control, but you still, but really you guys still control it because you can say what you think.
Yes.
But please don't say something awful. Like no one needs that.
No. thank you in advance for your reviews and thank you for listening. And we
yeah,
will
sorry
see
for
you.
My bracelet dragging on that desk just now. I try not to do that.
Oh, I didn't hear it in my...
Well, no, but yeah. We're not...
I guess, yeah, these headphones aren't attached to yours. Anyway, thank you for listening and we will see you again.
Yeah.
In a couple weeks, month,
what?
time period.
We just said that.
Yeah.
Not a couple weeks, a month to 6 weeks.
Yes.
We're taking a hiatus. We've done 36 episodes.
Yes.
And we really want to see what the feedback is.
Yes, exactly.
We have to.
Yeah, I didn't
because we have other things that we do. So if this
I didn't
is...
know if 6 weeks could be called a couple weeks or if that should be called.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was like just kind of thinking like.
Do people call 6 weeks a couple weeks?
No.
Well, tell us about that too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.